It is Monday. You heard Rob talking about it. The first week of NFL football, first weekend, although it started Thursday and it won't end until tonight. So much to talk about, so much to do. I want to talk about football all day, but I can't. I'd rather talk about Peanut Day. What?
You guys, you know what? You're nuts.
The show is full of nuts.
You're all nuts.
Full of nuts?
We're really lucky, aren't we?
Why is that?
Because today is National Peanut Day. National Peanut Day.
Peanuts? Good grief. More peanuts?
I hope there aren't any peanuts in these peanuts.
What, are we getting too classy for peanuts?
He likes peanuts.
Celebrate National Peanut Day.
Because it's showtime!
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
No, I'd rather talk about football. Pro football. Penn State football, high school football. Let's get this show on the road right now.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Attention, listener. Thank goodness football season is back. I was worried I was going to run out of reasons to drink on Mondays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Easy, easy, easy. That's not the only reason we like football. Although tailgating anywhere is always a good idea. Football is back. College football over the weekend. Penn State with a big win. Your chance to win in our ticket blitz coming up again this morning. Penn State playing at home again this weekend. So big win for the Nittany Lions. Notre Dame squeaks one out, so they're 2-0 as well. Local college football is underway. High school was so messed up over the weekend with some games getting moved, some COVID cancellations as well. That's a shame. And then I don't know if you caught this, but at the University of Miami football game, at Hard Rock Stadium, a cat fell from the upper deck. You could Google it. It's not viral comedy today because there's nothing funny about it, but it's actually scary. There's this cat who just appears at the upper deck railing and slips off and is hanging by one paw from a banner that is hanging from the bleachers. And when the fans yelled down below, what was going on up above, the people up above were trying to reach the cat, but they couldn't. And the people down below unfurled an American flag and caught the cat, and the cat was actually okay. But this went on for seconds. All of a sudden, the game, like, stopped, and all fans in the stadium were there rooting for the cat. And unbelievable. The cat is caught in the American flag, and if you Google it, you could see a young fan holding the cat, which was really pretty cool because the cat was okay.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound by Jimmy Fallon wants to talk about a Moderna booster. Also, Jimmy did his Friday night thank yous. We've got them for you. A chance for you to score, or at least qualify to score, in our latest Penn State ticket blitz. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So much to give thanks for on this Monday, so says Jimmy Fallon.
Thank you. Start of the NFL season for giving Americans a new reason to be mad at people from other states.
A brand new reason, yeah.
Thank you, September, for being the 1 month fantasy football is fun before all of your friends start to make it way too serious.
I think they already are, actually. Yeah.
Thank you. First day of school photos for giving every kid a chance to take their very own mugshot.
Worst pictures ever. It's funny though.
Thank you, coasters, for letting me pretend that my table is nicer than it is. I really need it. Just do it. Thank you, flu shots, for showing up and knowing it's not about you right now. There you go, everybody.
It's not about the flu. No, it's not. 94.1
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Chad's in for Mark this week. Actually, Allie will be in throughout the week as well. So Mark Lawrence posted up on Facebook that he's at the beach with his lovely bride. See, everybody gets a vacation. When Mark takes a vacation, you know you better have taken yours. That's all I have to say. Anyway, Chad's got the news. Rob the Sports Center, first week of NFL, and so much more. And the AccuWeather forecast. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Stay with us. It's a chance to qualify to win and see some Penn State home football.
Hi, Mike here with
69 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. How do you like to take the drive all the way down Route 45 to Happy Valley this weekend? Yeah, it's the Penn State Ticket Blitz. Your chance to see Saturday's game coming up. We'll take qualifiers all week long, and by the end of the week, find out who's got those magic tickets to see Penn State and Auburn Saturday night at Beaver Stadium.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
How about that Penn State game over the weekend? All right, it wasn't even close, but at least they're 2-0 and it's all good. What a way to start the season. The Penn State Ticket Blitz is back with Register Chevrolet. Chance for you to see a home game, and man, we got a bunch of them in a row. This Saturday, prime time, Penn State taking on the Auburn Tigers. Those tickets are expensive.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take callers 9, 4, and 1 at least to qualify for Saturday's big game. We'll see if you can win. You got to qualify first. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck. Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet and 94KX. Hang on a minute. This is neat stuff. This is very neat stuff. Qualifiers this time around from Elysburg, Penns Creek, and we got John from Ashland on. You are qualified. We'll let you know if you won, all right? Hello? We'll let you know if you won.
Oh, that'd be great. My daughter's a professor at Auburn. That would be fantastic.
Your daughter is a professor at Auburn?
Correct.
What does she teach?
Pharmacy.
Wow. So is there a chance that she would go to Happy Valley and you could meet her there?
I kind of doubt it. She's got a busy schedule.
Yeah. Holy cow, that's so cool, John. You should be a proud papa, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, I'll keep my fingers crossed that you win later this week. You're qualified.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye. AX. Wow. His daughter is a prof at Auburn. And he lives in Ashland. And he wants to go to Penn State. The Ticket Blitz continues all this week. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yeah, the real news is coming up in just a bit. But sometimes your brush with stupidity can actually be a life lesson. You know that thing your kid is holding in their hand? Please tell them it's a phone, and when they do answer it, please tell them not to be dumb. A model in Utah claims a phone scammer was the one who got to shave her head.
What's going to be the less, dramatic?
Yeah.
I don't want to get my eyelashes.
All right, here's the deal. The phone scammer said that they worked for the hair care brand Redken and offered her several thousand dollars to shave her head and her eyebrows. So she did, because she wanted the money and she's a professional model. Kids, again, that thing in your hand is a telephone. When you answer it, do it carefully, please.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
My goodness. My goodness, kids.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Chad's got the news coming up for Mark. How you doing in there, okay?
Doing all right. A little rusty. You know, it's been a couple months, but...
It's like riding a bike. You never forget how to fall off.
That's
true.
You
know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. Rob, the Sports Center has week one of NFL. We've got the AccuWeather forecast coming up. The song you need to listen to score Bloomsburg Fair tickets to see Pat Benatar.
Oh,
hey,
Pat Benatar.
Hit me with your best shot, bud. You know what I mean?
Love is a battlefield.
You bet it is. Stand by. That's coming up right out of the 7 o'clock news. Get the let out, hit Spyglass. Chance for you to win next hour. Birthday buddies and more. It's Morgan in the Morning. 69 degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Pat Benatar and hubby Neil Girardo coming to the Bloomsburg Fair next Wednesday, the 29th. We've got your tickets all week long in the afternoon with Mark Stevens. But here's how you win. You listen for the song of the day. All right. So we're going to give you a sample. Listen for this song later this afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour, and you could score Pat Benatar tickets at the Bloomsburg Fair. Get ready to win!
WQKX.
Later on this afternoon, hey, coming up in just a few minutes, your chance to be a VIP at Spyglass with Get the Let Out this Friday night.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
There's a rumor out there that Britney Spears is engaged. I'm not even going to touch on that until it's been confirmed, but wouldn't it be weird, you know, after this whole Britney, free Britney thing, if she gets engaged to a gold digger? Wouldn't that just be sad? Anyway, listen to this. Only two more shows left at Spyglass Ridge Winery. Two more. Cheap Trick was amazing over the weekend. All those posts on Facebook, our Facebook Live videos, I hope you enjoyed them. I hope you enjoyed the show. Coming up Friday night, if you haven't seen them yet, you've got to. It's Get the Let Out. They don't even call themselves a Led Zeppelin cover band. They don't even say a tribute band. They say lots of other things, like an American display. Incredible. Get to Let Out Friday night at Spyglass. You could be a VIP.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take first caller through this time around. Good luck.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon on the way. Is it okay to make our teenagers truck drivers? It could be legal soon. That's way scary. Birthday buddies on the way and more. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
Woo! Yeah, we're talking to Denise. She's our latest VIP winner for Spyglass and Get the Let Out. What are you doing, Denise?
I'm heading to work.
All right, where are you from?
I'm from Danville.
All right, you are on your way to see Get the Let Out Friday night at Spyglass.
Awesome! Thank you so much.
Love Get the Let Out.
We love to Get the Let Out.
When you close your eyes, you just swear you're listening to Robert Plant. It's amazing.
Oh my God, we've seen them a couple times. They're awesome.
Yep, so have I. And you are now on your way as a 94KX VIP.
Awesome, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. We've got winners all week long. And it's only here with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
The trucking industry is divided over whether to let teenagers become interstate truck drivers. It's kind of strange. Somehow an 18-year-old could drive an 80,000-pound truck but has to wait 7 more years to rent a Toyota Corolla. Don't you think?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go! We don't even need Lynn Hall to say it anymore.
No, see, my job is done. I don't need to even be here, right?
No, no, you need to hang around for the locals.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Hey, we got some Beatle birthdays today. Some Beatle baby birthdays.
Beatle baby birthdays.
Say
that
real
fast. That's hard to say.
Yeah. Check this out. It's pretty cool. Stella McCartney is 50 years old today.
Okay.
She's the fashion designer, McCartney, Paul and Linda's daughter. And Zach Starkey, Ringo Starr's son and a drummer, is 56 years old today.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Amazing.
And he's drumming for The Who now?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is up with
that? I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
That is just...
Yeah.
Wow, weird. Anyways... If you like the 90s band Jane's Addiction, Stephen Perkins is 51 today. He's the drummer.
Okay.
And can we change this music just for a little bit?
Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want anybody to do this silly dance, all right?
Especially if you're driving.
I don't want you to spell anything out. No, stop it. Randy Jones.
Randy Jones.
Quite Randy. Randy.
Randy.
69 years old. He is the original cowboy.
You must say original. Because he was replaced.
I guess he's been replaced by other cowboys.
They found other ones. I don't know.
Kind of like the Dallas Cowboys. If you're not good enough, they just replace.
Just get out. We'll replace you. Yeah.
All right. Well, Randy, the original cowboy, is 69, and ladies love Cetera.
Aw. This song's so heartfelt.
Peter Cetera. Heartfelt? Really?
It's heartfelt.
Is it? Well, thank you. It's very nice of you to say. Peter Cetera is celebrating a birthday. He is 77 years old.
My goodness.
And for all you people excited to get your Chicago tickets to the Bloomsburg Fair, you won't be seeing Peter.
No.
He quit a long time ago.
Yeah.
So.
We don't know what he does these days.
No. What's he up to now?
Like gardening. No, I don't know. Nothing against gardening either.
Nothing. Those are the celebrity birthdays.
All right,
now we check the local celebs. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Well, yeah, they're the same thing. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Amy Cooper Wolf in Sunbury is 47 years old.
Blair Fillmore from Middleburg, 51 today.
Happy birthday to Colleen Moyer from Schmokin Dam, 46.
Dean Williard is 70 today.
Jennifer Gotch from Sunbury is 44.
Julie Reich is 59 today.
Happy birthday to Karen Treat. She's in Bloomsburg. She's 47.
Madeline Waltman from Blue Hill is 29 today.
Yeah, she's just down the road.
Right here. Down the road.
You want to walk down and say hi?
Okay. I'll say happy birthday to her.
We'll do that later.
All right.
Matthew Bardo from Blue Hill as well is 50.
And Todd Clips is 53 today.
Those are the local celebrities, or as we like to call them,
birthday buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Don't look for Mark Lawrence. Chad Hershberger is in doing the news. Have you seen him?
I did. I heard him when I was in the hall.
So nice to have him around.
Yeah, I love him. He's a great guy.
Mark's taking vacation. Chad will bring you the news. Rob the Sports Center with week one of the NFL and a whole lot more. AccuWeather on the way. And next hour, viral comedy. Stay with us. It's...
Birthday Buddies.
No, it's Morgan in the Morning.
Darn.
I got you.
I have to practice.
Okay. So, we're up to 70 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Viral comedy coming up. So there you are, sitting in the middle of a job interview. You think it's going well until somebody bursts in the door and starts beating on you.
Hey, no.
Is it? Hello? Is there a reason for this in the middle of a job interview? We'll let you know. Viral comedy next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Birthday Buddies happens every morning, friends, at about 7:30, but inevitably we always get a message that we missed one or two. So sorry I missed Bob Geist's 33rd birthday. He's working down in Halifax, but he's from Dornsife. And I wanted to do a special... Happy birthday to Uncle Buck. Movie Mike, take it easy. It's not that Uncle Buck.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. He's the guy you hear call in every once in a while. I refer to him as Uncle Buck because he always tells really stupid dad jokes that perhaps only make me laugh. So he's the best. He's from Crotzerville. Buck Reebsum, the retired plumber. I also call him that. Buck is a great guy. 78 years old today. Wow.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So, Buck, if you're listening, yeah, it's your old buddy Tommy Tom wishing you a happy birthday.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Want to take a look at some video here, Mike?
Yeah, I would love to.
All right, you're in the middle of a job interview when somebody bursts in the door and starts beating the tar out of you. You got to look this up later, but don't have the kids around because there's a lot of bad language in it. Turns out a woman was interviewing when her sister-in-law burst into the room to beat her up because she's sleeping with, I don't know, her boyfriend or something. Whatever. All right, let's move on to something
else. Did she get
the job? I don't know. That's the thing. I didn't watch the whole video. Maybe she got the job based on the fact that she has a good right-left combination.
Yeah, that could work in her favor.
I don't know. Viral comedy number two. Don't know if you've tried this at your house, Mike, but there's a thing called the Bad Romance Challenge. And if your family can't sing, you shouldn't challenge it.
Caught in a bad romance.
Is she in pain? Hey, Dad. You're not much better, Dad. No. Oh. Mom. Mom might be the better out of the three. What do you think?
My ears are bleeding from all of them, but yeah, she was the best of the three.
And finally, a good singer, an Amazon driver, sings a warning into a doorbell cam.
Hello, Jennifer. I hope your Monday's going well. You have no markers on your house that says what number you are. And that is hard to find your house, my dude. And it's unsafe, honestly. What if you needed medical assistance and the paramedics didn't know your town well? Come on, man. Have a great day.
There it is.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
Coming up, there's a reason why you're here, right, Movie Mike?
There is an entertainment report coming up.
All right, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
This year's MTV Video Music Awards ceremony went down last night. Lil Nas X's Montero, Call Me By Your Name, won Video of the Year. Justin Bieber got Artist of the Year. And Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License picked up Song of the Year. She also won Best New Artist. Foo Fighters won the U.S. Global Icon Award, and Dave Grohl used his very short acceptance speech to kind of poke fun at MTV for basically having nothing to do with music anymore. Now, prior to the MTV Music Awards, there was a skirmish between Machine Gun Kelly and MMA fighter Conor McGregor on the red carpet. MGK and his girlfriend, actress Megan Fox, seemed to be confronted by McGregor. When some words were said, McGregor lunged toward Kelly and he was restrained by security. It was reported that McGregor was turned down by the couple for a photo op, but his publicist says that's not true.
Once a fighter, always a fighter, I guess.
It's amazing to me that he didn't fight off the security. I mean, that guy is pretty, he's pretty tough.
He's a loose cannon, too, you know?
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Wow.
Conor McGregor!
Yeah, what does that say when you end up taking Machine Gun Kelly's side in arguments?
Yeah, what is that telling you? What kind of world do we live in?
In other news, Alanis Morissette is finally coming to terms with the fact that several men took advantage of her when she was an up-and-coming pop star. In a new documentary called Jagged, she says the assaults took place when she was just 15 years old and that it took years of therapy before she could acknowledge that victimization had even taken place. Alanis says she did tell some people at the time, but it kind of fell on deaf ears. She has not so far named any of the men. She's also not cooperating with the makers of Jagged anymore because she's not happy with the finished product. There's no word on what she's unhappy with. And looking at the box office, Marvel's Shang-Chi held on to the top spot for another week with $35 million. Free Guy came in second with $5.8 million. Malignant opened in third place with just $5.5 million. Kind of a disappointment for that one. Candyman was fourth with $4.8 million. Jungle Cruise rounds out the top five with $2.4 million. And the weekend's other wide release, the documentary Show Me the Father, opened in ninth place with just $700,000, despite being in more than 1,000 theaters. So that one really did not pull them in the way they expected it to.
Okay. Shang-Chi still big, though, huh?
Shang-Chi wiping the floor with all of this week's new movies, yeah, by a long shot.
Not to be confused with anything big at the box office. Anything entertaining happen at your house over the weekend?
Yeah, we did. You know, Saturday morning, the J-Man snuck his way upstairs when we weren't looking.
Yeah.
Found an entire bottle of lotion, took it to the landing, you know, between the first floor and the second floor.
No.
held it out over the railing, squeezed the entire contents of the lotion bottle down onto all his toys that were on the first floor.
J-Man, you rock, but mom and dad are not happy with your behavior.
It was a huge mess, and it was citrusy smelling lotion.
Yeah.
So our house smelled like citrus for the rest of the day.
A slippery slope, right?
It was very slippery.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We're taking a look at news. Chad is in for Mark. Rob, the Sports Center has NFL action week one, AccuWeather, and more. Next hour, your chance to head to the Selins Grove Speedway for a concert? We'll explain. Have a good week, Mike.
You too.
Morgan in the Morning coming up. 71 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, Monday morning. Ooh, back to the grind on the way to work. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Driving down to Selins Grove this Saturday night for Selins Grove Speedway action. But the action will actually be dirtier than ever. The dirt track becomes the home of Dirty Looks, returning to Central PA. Is that cool or what? Original members in the band? The voice of Dangerous Toys? We'll talk about it. It's all coming up with your chance to win.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning on a dirt track on a Saturday. We'll talk about it coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Dirty Looks coming to the Selins Grove Speedway this Saturday night. I'm excited. The gates open early because there's two great bands to kick it all off. Leadfoot and local favorite Kinsey. Gates open at 5. I don't know. Show starts at 7, maybe. A little later. It's going to be a party. And you could get your tickets at Selins Grove Speedway. You can also visit brownpapertickets.com or get a hold of Fisher Promotions on Facebook. Dirty Looks back together for one big show. Getting dirty on the dirt track at Selins Grove Speedway. Oh, by the way, Morgan in the Morning? Yeah, we've got some tickets too.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
First caller in on the toll-free lines becomes a winner. Good luck. 94.1.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Tom's top list of the day, the top 5 ways to let your hair down. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
We have another winner.
94KX, who's this?
This is Haley.
Hi, Haley. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Danville, heading north right
now. Do you live in Danville?
No.
Okay, but you're heading into work and I'm losing you a little bit, Haley. But I will tell you that you are the winner of a pair of tickets to see Dirty Looks Saturday night at the Speedway.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you.
Give me a little bit of cool down to the wire. I want you to have fun. We'll see you Saturday at the Speedway, all right?
All righty.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
ABBA is going on tour as computer-generated avatars. Someone has to ask them, weren't you always computer-generated avatars? You mean humans wrote Gimme, 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 A Man After Midnight? I always assumed it was an IBM supercomputer set to full Caucasian.
94.1.
Come on!
Hey.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the top ways we let our hair down. Are you ready? Taking a vacation day or a sick day? Obviously, when you're not sick, right? Singing out loud. That's pretty cool. Playing throwback music. Makes us feel good. Lets our hair down, right? Shopping sprees. That always helps. Going to a bar. These are the top ways we let our hair down. And the top five. Celebrating a birthday. Birthdays are a big deal to people. Mine kind of slides in between Christmas and New Year's, and nobody remembers it. Anyway, comfort food. Now we're talking. You know your comfort foods. That's the way you let your hair down. A weekend trip might be a good idea. Number two, going out to, you know, for food, any kind of food, not just dinner. Go out for an ice cream cone or something. And the number one way we let our hair down, we listen to music. Listen to music. Thanks so much for listening. It's Morgan in the Morning. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. Stay with us. Looks beautiful right up here on Blue Hill. Sunshine, 73 degrees. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, pumpkin Twinkies. And are we going to look for them at Wise Markets? Stand by.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah, they're back. Hostess is bringing back the pumpkin spice Twinkies again this year just to get you in the fall mood. You know, I might try those. But some of these other spice, pumpkin spice products, just way out of control.
What started with pumpkin spice lattes has now taken over the world. Pumpkin spice margarine, pumpkin spice fettuccine, pumpkin spice Pringles. Now everything comes with pumpkin spice, like pumpkin spice ale. Drink too much, get sick. Even your yak will smell like pumpkin spice.
No.
Pumpkin spice proactive. Sure, it doesn't get rid of your pimples, but makes each one look like a little pumpkin.
That's silly.
Not feeling so fresh, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Put a little pumpkin spice on it.
Ooh.
You'll feel good enough to eat. Who doesn't love a mouthful of pumpkin pie?
Well,
pumpkin
yeah.
Spice is fat-free, calorie-free, gluten-free, and now 27% more pumpkin-y. Mr.
Yeah.
President, trouble in the Middle East? Why not bomb them with pumpkin spice?
Okay.
Everything in the world's all right. Now that everything's made with pumpkin spice.
Mother pumpkin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. W-Q-K-X. While you're at Wise Markets today hunting down your pumpkin spice goodies, make sure you join in on the Fight Hunger campaign with Morgan in the Morning and 94KX. We're aiming to raise money and non-perishable items for local, get it, local food banks right here in our backyard. Get to the register and round it up. That's your receipt, okay? Round up a dollar, three, five, ten, whatever. And thank you for supporting Wise Markets, the Fight Hunger campaign, and helping us out here.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Final thoughts on the weekend and a big thank you. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon in the 2 o'clock hour. Your chance to win those Pat Benatar tickets when you hear the song we previewed early this morning. That is your cue to get to the phone. Get to the phone. I love that expression because nobody has to anymore. Their phone's in their pocket. Maybe it's glued to your hand. Anyway, get ready to win Bloomsburg Fair Pat Benatar tickets later on this afternoon. What a great weekend. We had fun at Spyglass with Cheap Trick. All the things that were going on for 9/11 were amazing. Hats off to you people who did the small ceremonies like Post 44 and Nori, to that big motorcycle run in Montgomery. Over 2,000 motorcycles in the tiny little town of Montgomery. That was very cool. And at Spyglass, before the Cheap Trick, the Shikellamy Band playing lots of patriotic music, including Taps, as skydivers came to Earth with a 1,400-foot American flag unfurled. Oh, with those flare things, too, that shoot out all the red, white, and blue smoke. That was just an emotional time. And look for my post on Facebook over the weekend where I wish everyone would act like September 12th every single day for the rest of their lives. One America, one.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.